Big news overnight with the launch of the iPhone 6. Yay for the Apple fans. Not so much big news for the Samsung fans.
Shut it. It's a fantastic day. And we've actually got an Apple nerd on the phone to tell us all about it. Morning, Trent. Hope you don't mind us labelling you a nerd.
Oh, I've heard it all.
Okay, so what is new in the Apple camp?
So, they've gone with two phones. Unlike last year, they did like a lower-end phone as a C and then an S model. What they've done this time is they've actually gone one step further and they've gone along the lines of Samsung with the Samsung Note. And they've made, you know, your average version, which is a step larger than the last year's phone. It's about 0.7 of an inch larger. And then you go up to 5.5 inches with the iPhone 6 Plus. Which, you know, it has a few benefits with going with the larger phone. You've got more room to move on your phone. You've got more battery as well. And, of course, a, you know, bigger screen. You've got, you can sort of move around and do things a lot easier on that one, I think, anyway.
So this sort of is very similar to maybe like a mini iPad, would you say that?
Yeah, you could call it a phablet, as we call it in the nerd game. It's bigger, you know. It's going to be, you know, a good mix between a tablet and a phone.
That's going to be exciting. So not only have they announced the two new iPhones, but they've also made another announcement about an Apple Watch.
Yeah, the iWatch, which people had been rumouring for some time, and Apple wouldn't confirm nor deny, as usual, whether they were going to do it. So think of the iWatch as the size of a Casio calculator watch, but so many more functions. And it's also got the construction of a decent analog watch as well. So it's going to last a little while and it's going to do lots of things. And they're trying to get the iWatch going in this fitness empire that's currently out there. You know, these fitness trackers lots of people have, Fitbits and all those sort of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've got those watches too. So will this sort of eliminate the need for one of those?
Yeah. So it's got everything built in there. Apple's got a health book app so they can do fitness tracking. You can do things like control your music on your iWatch. You can send quick replies to text message. There's voice recording and Siri, GPS and Wi-Fi and things like that. And, you know, good monitoring functions so you can get rid of these other devices if you love all your Apple stuff and just run with that.
Is there going to be a much difference to the Samsung Watch to what the Apple Watch is?
They've got a few more functions in it. It's certainly better built. I happened to see one of my mate's Samsung watches the other day and he'd broken it already. It's only been a year, hasn't it?
Yeah, since I
came out. So, yeah, you'll definitely have a better build on that one. I just like the fact that they can talk in sync with the phone and you can do a few things that you want to do quickly just from the actual watch. I like the idea of controlling my music in the house. Just from a watch.
Oh, that's awesome. Neat. Oh, that's really... And sending text messages too. I'm a bit of an addict, so that'll be a bonus.
Most definitely.
Just when you thought it was safe to take EJ to dinner, she's going to be looking down at her watch the whole entire time on Facebook, on Twitter, sending messages to mates.
And the almighty question, how much is this going to cost us, Trent?
They're saying that the iPhones will be in the similar price range as some of the previous models, but they're going to put more storage into them in the lower price end. So I think you'll have a 32 to 64 gig at the price of, say, the 16 to 32s and stuff like that. Cool. They're expecting them to be released in the next couple of weeks. That's the iPhone. You can pre-order online in a matter of days on the Apple Store. And the iWatch, they unfortunately haven't got that ready as far as I can tell right now, but it will be available early 2015.
Oh, that sucks. I wanted to get them for Christmas presents.
Yeah, it would have been a pretty good Christmas present.
Just check up a later one on that and get it for Christmas next year. Come on, guys, it's in the mail. It's still getting made. Trent, the tech geek, the tech nerd, we loved having a chat with you this morning. Thanks so much for staying up all night and checking out all the stuff from the iPhone launch.
Been a pleasure, guys.